Thank you, Graham, and we welcome the Lord Maitreya back again to this week to continue our discussion of unit of consciousness and unconditional love. Welcome, Lord Maitreya.
And welcome to you, my beloved friends and followers, my fellow journeyers. I am Maitreya. I come to you as Buddha of love, as Buddha of one, as Buddha of all. And I call and I beckon and I speak yet again to the Buddha within each of you. For you are bright stars, incredible beings, mighty spirits, masters in form. So you do not need, my friends, to look so desperately to me, for I am with you always. But also look to one another. We continue this discussion of what it means to truly be in the unity of heart and heart consciousness, of mental and emotional unity, to be in absentia to fear, to be in absentia to judgment, and to embrace and embody all beings in all forms, all kingdoms, all energies upon this planet. We have left our last conversation in speaking about the hidden fears. And I am knowing, not assuming, that you have had the opportunity not only to mull over, but to truly integrate, anchor within your sacred self the nature and the energy of what we have spoken of previously. The human race grows, ascends, shifts, becomes, expands at an incredible speed. In your definition and in ours, you are washed, you are cleansed, you are fertilized, you are nourished by the mother, and you are nourished by the entire company of heaven, of which I am proud and honored to be a part of. So in this, it also means that you are prepared in all parts of your being, not only to relinquish fear, but to relinquish limitation, to relinquish this limited definition that you have had of your own sacred self and of the capacity, the role and the function of humans on planet, particularly at this time. So I welcome you. I welcome you, my fierce, peaceful warriors of blue, magenta, gold, russet, orange and red, silver and gray. It matters not what ray you carry or how you define yourself, because in that wonderful kaleidoscope of diversity and of uniqueness, we are all one. It is one of the most grievous illusions that there is any form of separation, of isolation, of abandonment. So, beloved friend, dear Steve, where do you wish to begin this day?
Oh, thank you, Lord Maitreya. What I'd like to begin with is asking you, if you can, for us, knit together these two concepts of unit of consciousness and you could call it universal love if you like. I prefer the term transformative love, but how do they relate together for people who, like us, are just emerging from third dimensional consciousness and can't quite get the link yet? What is the way in which they're linked or one, please?
There is a propensity, and one that I quite admire, but there is still a propensity in the human condition. And I use that term very specifically, to wish to define love. So is it unitive consciousness? Is it transformative love? Is it divine love? Is it romantic love? Is it filial love? What you try and do in some of these descriptive terms, which I fully understand, is you are trying to separate out, to give descriptors to the various forms of love that you feel and experience and know, rather than simply jumping in, feet first, head first, it matters not, into the love. When you take away the limiters, oh, this is romantic love, oh, this is filial love, this is parental love, when you take that away and allow yourself to simply be engulfed, transformed, fully engaged in every chakra, every meridian, every fiber of your being, then what you are doing, ipso facto, is in fact being the love. Because you cannot dive in, embrace, or engage, truly engage, in the love without becoming part and parcel of that love. Now, does it transform you if you truly allow it to, if you surrender to it, if you welcome it, if you determine yourself, your free will and your choice to be it? Most certainly, beyond your imagination, and even beyond what you think is inspiration. Now, what is the bridge? Let us talk about what is the bridge, say, from where you are sitting or standing or pacing today, in this realm, which is figments, fragments, whispers of the old third, the renewed third, the fourth, sixth, the seventh, and far beyond. What is the bridge that takes you from where you are to the acceptance of love? Because that is truly the question. When you begin to acknowledge and accept and enjoy the knowingness that you are part of all, not merely upon your planet, but everywhere. Now, in your framework, I do not necessarily anticipate that you will, well, some of you will, but most of you do not want to immediately explore how you are part of the eternal, infinite spectrum of time and space, even as you know it. So when you get to the point where you are accepting and enjoying and participating that you are part of all of humanity, this entire collective in all its array of colors and behaviors and prejudices and glory and virtues, and that you are part of the carpet, the furniture, the cement, the earth, the trees, the kingdoms, the animals, the fairies. When you recognize you are part of this company of heaven that you refer to so oftenly, when you understand and again begin to enjoy that joy is a factor here, that you are part of the Mother, Father, One. When you have come to this point in your consciousness and what you and we have termed this unity or unitive consciousness, then you already done all the preparation, the clearing, the shifting to the higher realm where you can be, accept, and be proactive in the creation mode or simply the state of being, the love. So you may think of, because in many ways this is a thinking conversation, although I am working on many levels with you, but this is the thought pattern that you can understand of how you get from where you are this day. And that includes the entire range to where I am inviting you, to where you truly are and have always been, and where I am welcoming you back to remembering and inhabiting. So think of it in this way. You want to do quantum physics, but you haven't gone to grade one yet. So first you learn, and you remember 1 + 1 = 2. Then you learn to multiply. Then you learn algebraic equations, which are rather useless, but nevertheless, you progress to a point where you are having the foundation to understand the quantum physics, both abstractly and practically. So as you are traveling in the unitive spectrum, what you are really doing is laying the foundation to be the unit of consciousness, because that is a precursor and part of the love. but it is also the homework, if I can put it that way. Is this clear?
Yes.
Because I want you to practically understand what I say this day.
Well, both practical understanding and deep understanding result eventually, not right away perhaps, but result in realization, and it's realization that opens the door, is it not? But I wanted to just comment on something you said. I don't like interrupting you, so it's about 10 minutes ago now, but it sounded like you were saying we just have to be the love. We have to enter into the love, jump into the love, and that reminds me of Sri Ramakrishna saying, jump in the lake, walk into the lake, dive into the lake. It doesn't matter how you get into the lake, but just get in. And am I correct in thinking that the Company of Heaven is not stressing technique and discipline, things like that, but simply being the love?
Yes. Now, in the human, and now I speak in generalities, in the human journey, in the diversion, in what has often been called that scenic detour to the old third that humanity took, there was a period of time in relearning, reintegrating who you are. And that is particularly true in the Buddhist, but in many traditions, that the discipline was part of the process. Now, like many things, the humans took it to the extreme. Now, not that it did not have benefit, but as this brilliant being has suggested, jump in the lake, wade in, dive in, get thrown in if necessary.
Pushed in.
But jump in the lake. Get into the love. What you have come to think of as discipline, which even has its own negative construct or reference points, has been rigorous. Many situations arduous, the feeling that if you do not adhere with discipline, that some punishment or lack initiated is not true. Discipline is simply intended to be part of practice, consistent practice. That is it. So when you consistently focus on the unity of all, of being in the love, allowing that water to seep into your skin and into your soul, then you are doing exactly what is required. You have made it. Oh, and we have cooperated. A multi-step, difficult journey. And if you miss step 53, you have to go back and start all over again. And that is absurd. Do you really think that we are that unjust? That the mother has no sense of compassion or even a sense of humor? That we would require you or in any way punish you? Punishment has been perfected by the human race, by the human mind and ego, not by Mother, Father, One. And so if there is a discipline to be adhered to, it is the discipline of practice and belief that says no blame, no shame, no fear, no anger, no lack, no limitations. I am worthy. And all I have to do is to accept that I am constructed. I am fabricated. My skin, my tissue, my tongue, my eyes are fabricated from the essence of creation and therefore the essence of love. So stop separating yourself, please.
I think there might be a lot of listeners, Lord Maitreya, who hear you say that we're fabricated from love, and they listen to that and say, well, how could that be? What is love that you can fabricate something from it? Now, there's all kinds of dimensions that love goes through before, well, I can't say that for sure, but I was going to say before it reaches the third, but I don't think we understand how we can be made from love.
And what I say to you, not as a riddle, but to deepen the conversation, mm-hmm. which is rich, is to say, how can you not be fabricated from love? You have many scientists, some who are brighter than others, who will say to you, you are created from the matter of the stars. And is that not delightful? And where and from whence did the stars come? Now you have quasi-scientific understanding and research. Your scientists are only just beginning to fully acknowledge and recognize the fabric of dimensionality, of expanded dimensionality and interdimensionality. In fact, your creative people, your fiction writers, your movie makers, your cinematographers are in many cases further ahead than the what I would call the concrete scientists. But I am not trying to avoid your question. I am giving you the framework within which your understanding has been constructed.
Right.
Now, we have spoken, I have not, I believe it has been Saint Germain, but it matters not because we all speak one truth. Think of it even when you create a new being, a body, a child, a baby. And you say, yes, but there are many children that are born and they are not born of love. The energy of that copulation, the energy, and this is why you say, but this is an unwanted child. Can you imagine such a term, such a grievous term, an unwanted child? And I do not mean that you do not have freedom of choice. You do. But let me continue. When that being comes into form, when that soul, that is an agreement from your higher self, your twin flame, the person you are copulating with, their higher self, and their twin flame, the being that is coming into human form, their higher self, their circle of advisors, as you would call them, their guardian angels, their pod, in consultation or previous, long ago, prior approval of the mother. How that morphs into form. Yes, we know all about genetics. But what is that spark that in fact creates life? Now, I am not, nor do I wish to be associated with any Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, or any other form of religious dogma. Let me be clear. That spark of light, as a soul chooses, it is a decision and a ignition of love. There are many times when there is copulation and such ignition does not take place. Not because there is not love between the couple. Sometimes there is not. It is violence. It is rape. It is abhorrence. But there are many times when it does not result. When the spark of love is inserted, what you think of as that life force energy, your life force energy is love force energy. And it is in that ignition, it is in that spark that it can begin to achieve what I would call materiality, form, substance. But the essence is the love. It is the love of all beings involved, conjoining, particularly the soul coming forth and saying, I will be the love. Regardless of what you think of the whole realm of karma, and there has been much written and much said, there is not one being upon this planet or elsewhere that does not come forth with the absolute anchored belief that they will be love, that they will experience love, and that they will be loved. Not one. Now, does this often go awry because of the disillusions, circumstance, free will, choice? You have a nice long list. But the truth is, the spark of creation, it's not just an expression of love. It is that energy of love taking form. So when you are in your body, whether you are 13, 43, 63, or 93, you are still, no matter what you have done, no matter where you have traveled, no matter what denial mechanisms you have very sophisticatedly developed, are still carrying that spark of love and the desire to love, to be loved, and to be the love. It is the essence of creation.
Well, thank you for that. But it's still hard for us to understand, I think, because it's not only the essence of creation, but it's the building blocks, it's the solvent, it's the glue, and it's very hard to encounter this one thing, love, and see it play so many roles and functions, and some of them entirely opposite to each other. It's the glue and it's the solvent. So I have to say, as much as I enjoy experiencing love, I don't understand love. I can't. Are you any closer to understanding love after all your years of looking at these questions deeply?
Yes. And how you arrive at understanding love is when you allow yourself not only to love or be loved, not only to have the experience, because it is beyond experiential, when you become the love, you are closing the circle in the unity, because you are becoming reunited with Mother and with the love. It is not so much to be explained as to simply be. So you look for words. You look for explanations. Tell me what love is. And we speak in riddles to you, because we tell you that there is nothing that love isn't. And you say, well, what about the terrible torture? What about the child hurt and ill and hungry? What about the woman who is tortured or abused by her husband? How can these be love? And I say to you, with the deepest sadness, which is different than human sadness, none of those things are love. Those are human creations attempting to deny love. But it still comes, does it not?
I'm not sure. You've said that they aren't love, but everything is love. So I guess I don't need to understand, but I think of understanding as the first step towards realization. Next step would be to experience it, and the step beyond that would be to leave even experience behind and realize it. So
when you wish to understand it, let us be human and practical. Okay. Think, beloved light workers, and why we call you love holders. Think of how you feel, how you operate, how you exist, when you feel that you are quote-unquote in love. How you feel when you think that you are loved. Now, why in your human understanding, You feel fabulous. You feel excited, you feel energized, you feel that you could climb mountains and swim across oceans. And there is very little that you would not do to maintain and sustain that feeling. That is you coming to know and understand love. And when you feel that the love is fading, or that it has not been true, or it is not the fullness of the magnificence that you were hoping for, then you feel desolate, disappointed. And the reason for that is you are looking outside of yourself. But that is part two, shall we say, of the same conversation. But in understanding, simply think about how you feel when you feel that you are loved and lovable and you are in love.
Or opening your Christmas presents. Or
that is correct, because it is an expression of I have value. Someone loved and cared enough to buy me a little something, whether it is a new Jaguar or a pair of gloves or socks, it doesn't matter. It is the feeling that you are cherished. And when you don't feel cherished, you feel unplugged. You do not have the same level of creativity. You try and distract yourself by staying, quote-unquote, busy. I do not tell you things that you cannot relate to, all of you, and understand. So the first piece of understanding in a very human way, love, and that is why you try and define it. That is, oh, now I am in romantic love. Now this is my forever love. Oh, that is the love of the mother. This is my parents' love. This is my love for my sibling or my friend. You try and define it, but it's all about love because it is the love that makes you feel alive. And it is when you do not have the love, however you are defining that experience, and that will grow and is growing every day. You are doing well, my friend. Let me make sure I am telling you that. But when you do not feel the love, then you feel like life is boring, life is not worthwhile, I will keep myself busy because I do not make the choice of suicide. Oh yeah, and I promised the mother that I would stay, even if I am not in my creative creation self. So start with that, with the evidence that is present in your everyday life. How do I feel? Do I think more clearly? Am I more creative? Do I smile more at everybody on the street? These are expressions, and the reason that you yearn for it, that you want it, that you work so hard, because you do, to maintain it, why you are so reluctant to give it up, is because you know at your core level, in your heart consciousness, you know this is what defines me. And you cannot see it. You cannot measure it. You cannot touch it. But it is in the air you breathe and the water you drink, and you know it. So your understanding in a very human right now way is not limited. And that is why we have taken the entire year to speak to you about sacred union, sacred partnerships, to elevate in every form of relationship, including and especially with your sacred self, why we have said to you, let us elevate this. Let us take this innate knowing, this innate desire to expand to the next level. Yes, because the mother has deigned it, but it is also because you, and especially when I say you, I mean you who listen this night, I mean you light workers, love holders of sweet Gaia, you are ready. You are ready to expand more fully into the love. Is that practical enough for you?
Oh, it's very practical. Now, something you said a couple of minutes ago suggests that there really is a much finer plan afoot to irradiate us with love, if I can say that, than simply a third wave of the tsunami of love. Can you tell us what steps are actually being taken to raise and elevate the human race through this irradiation with love? Take us into more detail than just saying the third wave, please.
Yes, I can. And with you, of course, I bow to the Mother. Now let me give you again a practical example. If your Prime Minister or chancellor or president declares a situation. Let us say, for example, that all armed forces are put on high alert because there are massive sightings of starships in the sky. So everybody is on high alert all over the planet. Now think of it in terms of how we work. And I include the archangels, the angels, all the masters, all the ascended beings, the enlightened beings, you name it. When the mother declares, which is the way you will understand it, that she's not finished yet, that the humanity in the ascension process has not reached a level of love integration enough to a quotient where it will be sufficient for the final leap and integration into not only the higher dimension, but a dimension that is vibratory frequency, compatible with your star brothers and sisters, with us, with the angelics. When she makes a declaration of this magnitude, and by the way, gets to work, do you think that we simply sit by and watch her? Oh no. We are all on full alert. Think about it. If all your armed forces, if every corporation, if every school child was put to work on a project, what this would mean? Well, my beloved friends, we have all been put to work on this project of love. So each in our own way and our own unique expression with the qualities that we demonstrate because we love to are working with you. Now the umbrella of this is anchor your term irradiate, elevate, shine into the darkness, create peace on earth. There are so many ways. But what you are doing in the very air, not only that you are breathing, think of it in this way. Think of the air that is touching your skin in this very moment that we are talking, filled with love. Think of that every time you get in the bath or the shower, the rain, or have a glass of water, a cup of coffee, filled with love. There is nothing that is surrounding you, and in this way I speak of the collective, that is not being infused, elevated, attuned to love. We have never been so busy. You think that we simply float around on clouds, except for Michael, of course, who is very busy. But that is not the case. We are all fully employed. We are working, in your terminology, we are working long hours, overtime.
Can you give us
the mother's desire that you know what we are speaking of this very day, this is a part of it. Your airwaves are being filled with the attunement of love.
Could you give us some examples of what, I was going to say people, I don't even know if I can use the term people, what the Company of Heaven are specifically doing? I know that Archangel Michael is visiting the battlefields and doing other contributions to his peace initiative. And I know what Raphael's doing and Gabriel, but what about the Masters? What can you give us some examples of what they are doing to fulfill the Mother's mandate as it stands at this moment?
Saint Germain is igniting and, shall we say, torching. He is igniting and destroying issues of lack, limitation, and particularly working with Archangel Uriel and being part of the crew that is anchoring the Mother's gifts of greater clarity and purity. You know that there is a move afoot, yes, with a hearty circle, but there is not one human being that on some level is not having their core issues bubble to the surface. The nights, and this is particularly true for light workers, regardless of what appears to be external or visible physical circumstance, the darkest nights of the soul are dissipating. And Saint Germain is igniting in the heart, in the mind, in the core, the I Am presence. In each person. So what that in practical terms means, people, humans, whether it is the head of Chase Bank or IBM or a head of state, are reevaluating what they see. As the old disappears, there is a new light emerging in them. And they are reevaluating what they really want to do with their scope and their power of responsibility. And some are choosing to completely redirect. We would suggest that what you see as massive resignations is not always due to some exposure of Illuminati or cabal. It is a redirection of heart. So that is what Saint Germain is up to. Lao Tzu is working on very intensely on the healing, the physical healing, and the mental, again, healing of humanity. And he operates very often as Dwalkul. Serapis Bay is taking thousands upon thousands upon thousands every day through his balancing of Alpha and Omega. Again, the balancing, what it is doing in practical terms, is what you think of as personality, ego, heart consciousness, and the physical realm of behavior. People are assisted beyond your imagination to be their ascended self. So they are letting go of the debris. Yes, it is being washed by the mother's third wave, but we are all inside the wave, and we are in your homes, your offices, your beds.
Wow.
We are working.
It's incredible. Thank you for that. I need to ask you a question before we run out of time. I promised a listener that I would ask this question, and that's that there's been a report that the Iraqi army is altogether disbanded, that they just laid down their weapons and walked away. And that, on the one hand, could be good, but as long as ISIS is roaming the countryside, it also could be bad. We don't know how to interpret whether there's truth to the report, and if there is truth to the report, what it all means. Can you help us with that, please?
Stand back. Be the observer. Now, Mikhail has suggested to you, and yes, we will say on his behalf, the peace initiative is not completed as yet, and he will not rest and paint the sky until such time as it is. And that is true for all of you who are committed. And it does not matter whether you are blue or orange. He has suggested to you, he has promised to you, that the time would come when many and of many nations would simply set down their arms. And this will be done in a whole variety of ways. Now, who is most likely to set down their arms? Not necessarily as an expression of defeat, of terror, or even of compliance of a hostile force. Those who are sick and tired of war, those who desire to create a nation state, a planet that is honoring of love, honoring of the responsibilities that they have in very productive ways to their family, to their community, and yes, to their nation, to their culture. Those that will lay down their arms are those who are in that place of greater yearning, they are the most easily reached because they are not so volatile and in the emotionality of chaos. So do not simply look to Iraq. Look to China. Look to Korea. Look to the United States of America.
I think the question on everybody's mind is, look to ISIS. Is ISIS going to be laying down its arms?
They are being worked on. As you know, they are very intensely being worked on, not only by Mikael, but by the mighty archangels. Mohammed himself is working, speaking directly in dream time and to the minds of the ISIS leadership. You can look for a softening and a laying down. Because in the, can we say, the removal of the Iraqi army. Now there are two things. They can be the hordes of Genghis Khan and keep going. Or because they do not have the pressure to struggle against anything, they can stop.
Are we laying any bets on which it's going to be? We don't know.
I will always be backing Mikael. Mm-hmm. He is far more powerful than any leader of a military group.
But you've had to respect free will up till now. Have we passed a divine deadline whereby you don't have to respect free will any longer?
We are respecting free will, but also know that free will, thanks to your little group, is beginning to grow. And as free will becomes in greater force, so does the realization that free will does not necessarily want to be destructive. It wants to be in alignment with. Now, if that does not bring this discussion to full circle, I do not know what does, dear heart.
Absolutely. I think what I, one of the lessons I take away from what we've been talking about so far is just how easy it is and yet not easy, and that's simply to be the love. It's easy to say, not necessarily easy to do, but in
it is not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish to say, is it the most natural state of being? Yes. It is who you are. But as you tear away, as you shed the skins of illusion, of who you think you are, of who you have been programmed to be, that is the part that is not easy. You are stalwart. We cannot even begin to tell you how impressed we are. Do we all jump to it when the mother says, let's go? Of course we do. But sweet angels of light, you have as well. It would be an error of a magnitude that we do not wish to leave you with. You have truly complied, applied, and continued on. Is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yes. And will you, with us, be victorious beyond any shadow of a doubt? Because we are united. We are unity consciousness. We are united in our hearts, our minds, our souls, and we are united in the very fabric of the Mother. No other outcome is possible.
I hear the music in the background, and I regret that we must draw to a close. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing, Lord Maitreya?
Go with my love, all of my love.
Thank you very much.
Farewell.
Thank you, and farewell.
This session is no